We're here.
All right, we are here.
We're here.
We are here. This is the World of Controversy podcast, the podcast that gives you all forms 50, of controversy.
50. Season finale, World of Controversy has hit 50 episodes. Never would have thought it did this. I'm telling you, one of the most consistent podcasts on the planet. I'm super excited. My name is Jerm Griffin. Of course, you can follow me at Jerm.Griffin on Instagram, and Jerm Twix on Twitter. Super excited. We're live on Instagram and everything. My man, Julian Robb.
Yes, J-Robb. J-Robb the Great here. We out here.
We're here.
We are here.
We're here.
Episode 50, season finale!
And if you're watching this right now, you may be like, whoa, why it look like a nightclub at the Blue Martini right now? It's nice and in here.
You know what I mean? It definitely is nice and blue.
It's nice and blue. And, you know, we gonna be chopping it up. I think Julian might even play a song or two. I don't know.
Hey. Might have a song for you guys.
Yeah. Something special for the season finale.
Something special. You want me to play it now?
Might as well.
You know, just to start this joint off a little, set the mood up a little bit.
What we talking about today, Rob?
Because, you know, we're talking about the world's greatest entertainer, the greatest musician, the greatest singer to ever walk this planet.
Uh-oh
is right.
And we're not talking about Julian.
He got jokes. But we call this man the world's most dangerous.
Yeah, the most dangerous.
You know, he has a song called Dangerous.
Oh, man, ain't that the tour he had to stop because he started fooling with that child?
Did he fool with the child?
Well, that's what they say.
Or was that just
an allegation?
Uh-oh,
wait a minute, brother. Now, come on.
Well, I did watch that tour. It was hot, though.
It was hot?
Oh, yeah. I watched it live from the, what was he, in Rome doing it? Yeah, Rome.
Okay. Awesome. Correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
That joint was hot.
Hey, listen, 50 episodes in, and we gotta hit y'all with a banger. Stay around for the full episode. By the end, we're gonna talk about some of the highlights, ups and downs in this season. We did what, a 10 episode season, and we had some bangers this season for sure. But this one, I got some notes for me and Julian have talked about doing this episode for a while. We're talking to Michael Jackson, sex abuse, sex allegation cases. There was about four of them, if you didn't know. One in like 93, one in like 2003 to 2005, and then one in... and then the two after his death, which are made famous by the documentary Leaving Neverland. Leaving Neverland, actually one of the big reasons why I even know anything about anything to do with sex abuse within this situation and probably in other contexts too. But yeah, there were young men throughout, what, two, three decades to say that this man has... fondled with them, touched them. This is highly debatable. This is triggering.
Yes.
If you've dealt with sex abuse, you know, we don't want to make light. We don't want to joke. We don't want to play around because we know, like, it's real. And we're going to tell you plain out, we don't see eye to eye on this subject.
definitely don't.
I'm going to go right out and say I do not believe Michael Jackson did everything that these accusers have him for. But is he 100% innocent? Absolutely not. I do believe he has sexual. He was
100% innocent.
I do believe he had sexual. Actually, I believe he probably had sexual intercourse with at least one out of the four, if not more, that have not come out. And yeah, definitely oral sex with some of these kids.
Definitely did not.
And masturbation with some of these kids.
Nah.
And we'll go into it. We'll go into it. If you know nothing about Michael Jackson, you know, very famous singer, been singing since he was a kid. And yeah, it just was a big deal that people started coming out saying it. When you being a Michael Jackson fan, like, what did you think when you were hearing this growing up that, hey, not only am I a big fan, but I do understand that this guy has some, you know, some dirt behind his name that people say, people allege that he got some dirt under his name. So
I say this, right? Michael, great entertainer, great singer, great. Now, as a person, right? And Michael, I don't know. It's like he has this thing with him, all right?
Okay.
Now, granted, everything he does is not like, I'm trying to see how to put it in the words.
Normal.
It's not like, yeah, not like normal.
Okay.
But Michael touching these kids, I can't see it.
Okay.
I can't see it. The man can't even hurt a fly.
Dang.
Literally can't. Like, bro, I'm not going to lie to you. He literally stopped a whole show just so the fly won't get hurt.
Dang. All right, that's a good point. That is a good point.
Yeah, this man can't hurt a fly.
But you're saying hurt. What if he was looking at it like it's not hurt, it's love? Did he have a real sense of what love was?
Yes, he did.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Really.
Okay. Then
I don't think he had anything with kids. Any sexual.
Anything. Yeah, I'm about like, to say not what anything. You mean.
I'm sorry. I do gotta phrase that.
So you do believe he was actively having quote unquote fun with children?
Not that type of fun.
No, was he having fun with children?
Well, not that type of fun you trying to allude to.
I'm trying to understand. Robinson, look. Robeson, Wade Robeson.
Wade Wilson. Go
now,
ahead.
Now, when he was on that 2005 trial, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before he said he was sexually abused, he got up on that trial and said, it's a sleep party. We all just have a bunch of fun. Now, think about that.
A sleep party.
A slumber party.
Slumber party.
With a grown man.
A slumber party.
Rob,
a slumber
with a grown man.
You talking about
some things you can't deny? It was a slumber party with a grown man.
Slumber party. Hold on. What year are we talking about with Rob Wilson? Because there is some stuff he said that was questionable.
Okay. Well, I thought I was talking about the 2005 trial. I thought one of these kids said...
So we talking about 2005 trial, right?
Yes. Yes. With that cancer kid.
With the cancer kid?
Yes. That was in 2005.
With the cancer kids. So we saying...
Yeah, it was one of them.
So we saying Michael's touching cancer kids.
Okay.
That's what you saying?
You tell me. They did not find enough evidence, but it did go to a criminal trial.
There was not enough evidence.
Yes.
I know Michael donated to a lot of cancer kids to get their surgery.
That don't mean nothing to me. Epstein was donating too. I mean, I'm confused.
Epstein. Was Epstein donating?
I'm pretty sure he was. How you think
Epstein
he was?
Epstein had a whole island of people here.
Yeah, he had a whole ranch full of animals and kids having fun. That's what they said.
I mean, I know they played video games.
Yeah, I heard that too, bro.
I know they played
now,
video games. He showed them how to get a better life.
I don't know. These
work hard.
Kids have good lives.
Work hard. Hey, matter of fact, I mean, he didn't invite these kids over without their family coming either.
You're right about that. So what is up with that? Yeah.
So what is the up with that? Yes. So if Michael really touched these kids, like you're saying, right? With the family being over, don't you think, then the family had to have something to do with it.
Did the family want their child to be touched, though? That's the question. Like, did their family want the kid to be touched?
We got answer.
Yeah. We're live on Instagram. Reading comments.
Okay, Pretty People Rule said, I can't act like it's impossible for Michael Jackson to do what they accuse him of. I don't want to believe he did something as disgusting as that.
Okay. I agree. So she's pretty much saying, yeah, she you know, can't say it's an impossibility. Rob, are you saying it's an impossibility that he's going as far to say these kids are in his bed, in his room, slumber party, fun? It's an impossibility that no touching at all.
Impossibility.
Rob, what is wrong with you, man?
What is wrong with me? What's wrong with you?
Okay.
Look.
Let's go.
Cool. Let's go. What you got, bro?
2005 case.
2005. Let's go.
Abduction, conspiracy charges, molestation. There was about 14 accounts of molestation, like lewd acts. So a lewd act is touching of a child for sexual purposes or causing a child to touch himself for sexual purposes or for another person. Did Michael Jackson have a lewd act with any of the four children?
No. Ooh. We got X-Tag the voice. Yo, what's
more X-Tag?
What's more controversial? What he was saying about the higher ups before he died? Was he convicted of touching the kids? Wait, what is he talking about?
What, read it again.
Yo, what's more controversial is what he was saying about the higher ups before he died. Was he convicted on touching the kids?
Oh, okay.
That's your boy X-Tag.
X-Tag.
The voice.
X-Tag saying that Michael Jackson said some stuff about some of the elites before he died. And he's asking...
Oh, yeah. That is more controversial because...
It's not more controversial, but it is definitely more...
Is it not?
Is it not?
More cases of this came out after he started speaking out about that.
You know what, X-Tag? We're going to get into that. We're going to get into a little bit of where I believe Michael Jackson stands on some of this occult stuff.
Uh-oh.
Truth of the light.
They probably trying to create a fake case on him because he was exposing the elites. Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
was he convicted?
No, he was not convicted.
It could be blackmailing. Thank you, Truth to the Light. It's bringing truth to the light.
Oh, God. Wow, we got X-Tag and we got Truth to the Light. Ariel, they're both on the comments. You could be on the comments, too. At WOC_podcast. Awesome.
Hold on. Once Michael started talking about the elites, they started accusing him. I'm just being controversial. I don't know. X-Tag the voice said thank you. Ooh.
Yeah. Pretty People Rules. Truth to Light and X-Tag, I love you guys. Okay. Let's go into this, you know, because...
Uh-oh. So you got some fans. You got some people on your side already.
Let's go into this,
until,
you know, Michael really starts speaking out against the elites, making songs against the elites.
Really?
Really.
Really?
Really.
Okay, what year was that?
Let's go even back into the 90s, brother.
Okay, I like the 90s. Let's take it to the 90s then.
After I read this comment by X-Tag.
So, because he wasn't convicted, what would be more controversial is what he was saying before he died.
Oh, shoot.
Woo! Woo! Yes, really. Okay.
Man. All right. What was he saying before he died? Now I gotta look into it because I got no idea really what he was, what they were talking about.
I mean, he spoke out about all the stuff that was going on, right?
Right.
Like, we're talking about the elites. We're talking about stuff that happened in the music industry.
Okay. That's why I thought.
All that going. The song, they don't really care about. Thank you, Pretty People Rule. Pam, I was about to hit on it. I was about to bring up the song, but you just bring it up in my comments already.
What she brought up?
The song, they don't really care about us. That's one of the most controversial songs. That's the reason why he's killed right now. But
oh, Lord, help us. No. Oh, please don't tell me you think they killed him because of a song like that.
I mean, they said government was coming in on him about that song. I heard Michael had to change the lyrics, some of the lyrics to the song.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Here's my thing with Michael, though.
Let's go.
If we talking all this stuff about, okay, he changed the song, he all that controversial. My question is, why did he marry a Presley?
Why did he marry Presley? Do you see the power dynamic in that?
Break it down, brother, because I'm confused.
Do you not see the power? First of all, a Presley? First of all, we're talking about Lisa Presley. And rest in peace to her. She recently died. Was it like a month or two ago?
She recently died, though.
She recently died. So rest in peace to Lisa Presley. Oh, yo, there are tons of interviews about what he said before his last tour. Oh, hashtags that listen to Pretty People. No, because he was enlightened and was influencing others. Yes. But, all right, let's go. So, Lisa Presley. Yeah. We know the Presleys have a good power dynamic. As Elvis Presley. One that actually can rivals Jackson.
Okay.
In fame and popularity.
Okay.
And in record sales.
Okay.
Yeah. Two big artists that outsold everybody even before internet was made.
Okay.
Before media was as crazy as they are today.
Okay.
You had no social media, no YouTube, all that back then.
Okay.
And their names are known all over the world.
All right.
So let's get Lisa Presley. Because
yeah.
Michael loved that woman.
Oh, gosh. No.
It's obvious to he loved her.
Michael loved Lisa Presley, a woman.
Yes, he loved a woman.
Okay.
He'd been working on getting back with her for years after they broke up.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
Dude. The woman's literally a Scientologist.
Is
she? She's in the Church of Scientology.
Is she?
Yeah, she is. I had to look this stuff up.
Is she? I don't know about that.
He proposes to a married woman.
Did he?
He did.
Did he? Was she married?
1994, Lisa Presley was married.
Was she married or did she divorce?
I mean, 1993, Michael Jackson gets into that first sex, alleged sex abuse crap, and Lisa Presley is consoling him. And this is where this whole proposal comes out months after he gets hit with a sex abuse charge. Now he trying to marry Lisa Presley. And Safechuck in the documentary says that Michael Jackson actually told him it was just show. It was all show. I'm gonna marry this woman. Try to get the media on my... You can't lie. The timeline is ridiculous. months after the first sex abuse and you're trying to propose to a married woman?
Timeline for a lot of famous people,
man. Oh, stop, man. Stop.
And Michael knew Lisa for years.
They knew each other for years.
Yeah.
They actually met back in, I believe, the 80s.
No, they met before then because they met in the 70s.
Okay, they may have met in the 70s.
Yeah.
The point,
they met even before Elvis passed.
The point is that they really start hitting it off until this man gets into this sex abuse case. And that's facts.
Hashtag said, I don't believe that was his real wife. What?
Uh-oh.
His kids, not black kids. Oh, wait. Lisa Presley isn't the one.
Hold up, X-Tag. We gonna hit on it. X-Tag, he was married twice. Now X-Tag, you about to expose a different episode for a different day. X-Tag.
So I don't believe he was in a real marriage. His so-called kids have no money at all. Read my comments, LOL.
X-Tag got me cracked.
And so X-Tag is over here referring to Paris Prince and Blanket Jackson, who he have in the late 90s and the 2000s. And yeah, that was a whole different marriage, X-Tag. Believe me, that's a whole different thing. So the Lisa Presley thing is in 1993, 94. He actually makes it final. And 96, they're divorced. And then later on, he marries a woman named Debbie Rowe. Now, have you seen how Debbie Rowe looks?
Yeah.
Is that a beautiful woman?
She's not a beautiful woman.
She's not.
No, I'm
all right, no, this
she's
your
not
boy.
A beautiful woman.
No, this your boy. No, I'm not coming at him. But I'm trying to understand why these boys trying to say that he got sexually assaulted by him, and this woman who he has these kids with, you're saying don't look all like that. Now, is this not the most famous person on planet Earth at the time?
Yes, is this the most famous person?
So he could get a supermodel, no problem.
No problem, yes.
No problem at all.
No problem at all.
How does Debbie Rowe look? Anywhere close to a supermodel.
She don't look like a supermodel.
Okay. I'm trying to understand. Uh-oh,
Pretty People Rules says beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Okay, she needs to take a red pill.
No.
She needs to take a red pill.
Hold on, brother.
Sorry. No, this is too much.
No. She's not wrong, though. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Now, I will say this. Debbie Rowe, I don't think Michael loved her as much as he did Lisa Presley. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't think there were songs made about Lisa. I mean, I think it was like one or two songs made for
Debbie Rowe.
Oh, she said no for real. No, I think it was one or two that was made for Debbie Rowe, but there was a lot of songs made for Lisa.
Okay, I got a question to the Michael Jackson truthers, people like you.
Come on.
I got a question.
Ask your question.
Why, if this is all fake, all four allegations, and I'm not even talking about Macaulay Culkin and all the other stuff. I'm talking about the four.
Macaulay Culkin didn't have a case, okay?
I understand. That's why I'm talking about the four.
If you want to go to the first one.
Yes.
Let's go.
Okay, four. Because the first one never went to a criminal trial.
Yes, it did.
It did not.
Yes, it did.
It did not.
Yes, it did. You talking about the first one to go? Jordan?
Yes.
It did went to a criminal
trial. It did not. Yes, it went to trial. It did not go to a criminal trial. Meaning that if Michael Jackson lost, he would not go to jail. He would have just had to pay bread. I think that was a civil court.
Bro.
The first court case and the only case from what I'm seeing that really went to trial where Jackson could have went to prison is that Arguzzo cancer kid case in 2005, the big one. All right, now you can look this up, Rob.
All right, go ahead.
You can look it up. Point is, if they're all fake, Chandler, Arguzzo, Shafe Chuck, and Wade Robinson.
Let's go.
And I think the Safe Check one is fake. I'm not going to lie. The Safe Check one, I think there's some fake stuff going on with that. All right.
Let's go.
All four of them. If we're saying they're all fake and they're doing this for money, their families was doing it for money, whatever, why did they not pick a girl? Wouldn't it be easier, so much more easier, for a grown man to rape a little girl than a little boy? I've been thinking about this for the longest. Why are they, if it's all fake, why are they choosing boys? Because one of them had a sister. One of them was really close to the sister. I don't understand why.
You know,
four boys? Like, not even one girl?
You know, yeah, that's a good question.
That's a good one, though. You can't lie.
I'm gonna give you what you gave. You asked a good question. Okay.
It's a good question, right?
Okay.
But he's heterosexual, right?
He is heterosexual. Next
day, he heterosexual, right?
Hold on.
I know, I'm playing. All right.
I don't know why that isn't the question.
I don't X-Tack. Know why that
that's your boy X-Tack.
See, these guys always want to kill me on this line. I'm asking a question. Wait, so why these boys go this.
Okay, so
wouldn't it be easier
to get a girl and say,
oh yeah, fake it.
Okay, that is true. It is true. It would be easier to get a girl. Would it be easy? I mean, it's still easy to even say a boy did it.
I mean, it's easy to say a boy. I mean, that's why we're in this situation now. So
you look at... Oh, shoot. But you look at how... Why would they put... Great. Yeah. Why would they put pen it... Why would they pin it on him? Okay, good question.
Why would they pin it on him?
Okay, so you get a guy, right? Now, and this is in a time where, how do I say this? We ain't had that LGBT crap we got today, right?
Watch yourself, brother.
Oh, wait. Well, we ain't had the LGBT. It's all about... Well, it is all about money.
Well, but that's what I'm hearing.
But let's get this,
all
right?
That's what I'm hearing. She said it's all about money.
Let's destroy a man, right?
Let's destroy him.
Let's destroy a man. Man out here that's like trying to spread truth out here.
Yeah. Buy up people's catalogs.
Buy up people's catalog, like the Beatles. The one thing he really did was when he brought half of Sony on some of the black music that was in there and gave the rights.
But
back.
You're not answering my question. Why boys?
Now I'm about to go in there. First, Michael was a very powerful man. He was. And to destroy a powerful man, what you gotta do? You gotta hit him with the worst case possible.
Not a believable case. Not the most believable case possible. The most damning case.
The most damning case, yes.
Rob, it's about that time, Rob.
All right. Now, we're going to take a quick break. And then we'll be right back. We'll still be live on Instagram. Okay. Hello, everybody. This is the World of Controversy podcast, the podcast that gives you all forms of controversy.
All forms. Back second half of season finale. a lot has happened during the break.
Yes, a lot has happened, and
probably our longest break too.
We had some technical difficulties.
Yes.
We had some
About a nice, 30? No, not no 30-minute break. Like a less than 20 minutes. We had to fix some technical difficulties. Instagram wasn't a fan of us playing some copyrighted music. And
yes, we did play some music in here.
You know, we have some fault. And, you know, we're not perfect.
Nope.
And, you know, we knew we were troublemakers. They know we're a troublemaking account anyway. And they just completely shut the live down, y'all.
Yes.
Not even going to hold you. They just shut the live down.
They shut our live down. So our first half on Instagram is gone. I'm going to say that. And this is frustrating, but...
Yeah.
It was so good.
It was a really good episode.
Like, we just had... When we had people commenting...
Yeah.
Like, people was constantly commenting.
Yeah.
All right, I got to calm down. I got to calm down. My blood is, like, boiling right now, and I'm trying, like, not to, like, go off, but...
I feel his anger because I'm in pain too. We put a lot of work into this podcast, 50 episodes. The devil really has tried to stop this.
The devil really did try to stop this.
We so involved in this, we forgot the darn door to the studio was open and okay, we're just talking.
Yeah, we're just talking. Yeah, they closed too. Oh,
if you want to listen to the first half, it will be on our YouTube, will be on our
Facebook and YouTube,
and the audio will be wherever you find a podcast. Spotify, yeah. Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Podbean. Yes, Podbean. So that's where our stuff's gonna be.
Yes, and soon Bitchu and Odyssey too. You know, we got a lot of work to do. So thank y'all for holding up. My name is Germ Griffin. I am Germ Griffin. You follow me at germ.griffin on Instagram, germtwix on Twitter. Robinson.
This is J Rob the Great. You follow me at jwizzle_.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. We're going to hop back into this. You asked me a question, brother.
Yeah, why boys?
Why boys?
Big question.
I mean, how can you ruin a man? Right?
Okay.
How else can you ruin a man?
Yeah.
Man, that's on top of the world. You come out with some allegations saying he touched on some little boys.
Right. Right.
And you see how far it went. You know, you see.
Keep talking.
You see how far it went, and you see, man, that made headlines, man. News, press, they made so much ratings, made so much money just on that alone. My man went to finally close the door. Thank God, man. That whoever was talking, you hear them through the mic, bro. Like, that what made me stop. I'm sorry, you guys.
Yeah, they were talking it up. So, you know, we're at the Rec Philly Studios. yeah. So you said it was to destroy him, not just to be a child molester, but also paint him as like a homosexual child molester. Yeah.
Paint him as a homosexual.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you're right. There's a lot in that. I don't want to make it seem like I'm all against Michael. I think everything these kids said was right, wrong. You know, these grown men. Safechuck, I'm very critical of. I think Safechuck. Out of the four, I want to ask you that. Chandler, the cancer kid, and, you know, Rubinson and Safechuck. Which of the four, if there was four, which one is the most to get their stuff wrong, and which one was the most to kind of might actually have a case and might have, you know, been
that's
touched?
That's a good question. Who are y'all talking about?
We're talking about Michael Jackson. This is the second half of the episode.
Lata Wab, you came back on. You saw that Instagram has shut down our first half of the live.
Yep. Yep.
Instagram shut us down. They are really trying to stop us out here, but we're going to get this out here now.
Yes.
We're going to get this out here.
We are.
Anything Michael did was big news, special
bad, especially bad stuff.
Yeah, that is true. Who is that? Yeah.
That's Earl
215. Earl 215.
Hey, thanks, Earl 215.
Listen and, to my man music. He's really good.
Awesome. Earl 215. Definitely, yeah, he was so big in the news, and the bad news was a big thing. A lot of the people who say he's innocent and will say that the media was just trying to throw stuff out there just to get money. And they were even, you know, willing to pay former employees and anything, you know, just to kind of get a bad story about Michael. It was a money-making bag.
Lot to Wop said Mike didn't do it.
Oop. Mike didn't. Oh gosh, another one, another one. Oh my gosh. All right, talk to me.
All right, let's go with this.
Out of the four cases, who did it? Who didn't?
Chandler already admitted he lied.
I think you're right. Yeah, Chandler did pretty much admit that he
admitted 2 days after MJ's death.
Dang.
And you know Chandler was the first.
Chandler was the first. Chandler got a settlement out of his joint, too. Yeah, I think he was the only one to really get some bread out of his joint, too.
That came from Michael Insurance that Michael told him not to do.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Keep going.
Because father. Y'all want me to go. And I'm about to go.
Yeah.
The world would stop that. How much power and impact Michael had. Michael didn't do it. What evidence do they have? Uh-oh, X-Tag is back on.
X-Tag.
Live stream stopped because we was talking about the higher-ups.
Oh gosh. Hey.
And the live stream stopped because I played music and I forgot to put the disclaimer on.
Thanks, X-Tag, for making us feel better. It was the music, the reason this time. There is an episode where we talk about some Masons, and we cannot post that episode onto our story, crazy enough. So,
Wait, what'd you say?
Yeah, the episode with Hefe and Darnell. Yeah.
Jeff and Darnell? You said Hefe. What?
Well,
you ought to get these people. Come on. But. I mean, I posted on my story a while ago, but let's go back. Okay, so Chandler, the first one that came out and said he lied 2 days after Michael's death.
Yeah.
Okay? Chandler admitted he lied 2 days after Michael's death. Now, the father.
Yes.
Couple months after Michael died, father committed suicide.
Jeez. Oh, man. Dang.
Yes. Whew.
Yeah.
Now, this is stuff that won't make headlines. News won't talk about.
Okay.
Press won't talk about.
All right.
Because it's more money to say this person came out and said he
touched him.
Oh, this person came out and said he touched him. Oh, he was with this little boy.
Yeah.
It's more money in that than to say. This person said they lied.
Right. Wow. I don't know. I think the Chandler one, yeah, is probably fake.
People made mad money on accusing Michael.
Damn, your comments are coming in.
Quick. How many people made mad money on accusing Michael because he had paid them all off?
I don't know about paying all of them off.
We gotta stop letting our people get prosecuted by the other people. You got a call. Millions and millions of dollars. No one talking about that is they. Did Gregory told you how Michael died?
Did Greg told y'all how Michael died? Listen,
that's your boy.
We got some that's real your conspiracy boy. People up in
now,
here.
That's your boy, Dick Gregory now.
Yeah, that is my man, yo. Dick Gregory was on some stuff, though, yo.
Yo, he put up Dick Greg.
But let's
hurt.
let me go into this. Okay, so we got Dick Gregory told us how Michael died. Yo. But, what was I going in? Oh, so, let's go into the Chandler's case.
Yes.
You know, Michael was like a real father figure to him.
Okay.
Especially when the father was not in his life. Michael had the mother, the sister, all of them over. Michael was doing everything and open up with the family about. Like, well, not open up. Like, open with the family. Like,
yeah.
All right. We'll go here. Fight the family out.
Right.
Everything. Now, father was trying to get money off of Michael.
Yes.
And asked Michael for $40
million. Yeah.
Michael said no. Michael said no. Right off the bat.
Okay. I'm trying to make sure your amounts is right in my head, but yeah, I heard something similar. Okay.
$40 million. Michael said no.
Who is Chandler?
Chandler is the kid from his first case. Jordan Chandler.
Jordan Chandler, the first case.
1993.
Yep. Now, Michael said no, and then the father was mad. See, you come into your child's life only when you see he's successful. Friends with the famous celebrity.
Yeah.
And now you say, now you try to get money off this celebrity because it's cool with your family or whatever. And what happened? Michael said no. And then you get mad and say you're going to destroy him.
Then I hear with that Chandler case, there was also some custody stuff going on. Did you hear about that?
I was about to hit on that. You're hitting where I'm about to go to. Right before they went out and accused, the mother and the father had a custody case. Yes.
Yes.
They was fighting for custody of the child. Right? Father lost that custody. After that, it's when they took the child
to the psychologist.
Yes. And I heard some of the stuff the boy was saying was off the wall. I mean, not off the wall. But,
I heard pretty much
didn't match up. His stories didn't match up.
The dad kind of forced him to tell the psychologist that he was molested by Michael.
Yep.
And I don't know. I think that's a good story. That's a good thought process. And I think the Chandler one, I think you're right. That's probably the fakest out of the four. But that's the one that they got bread from. The other ones ain't even really come up with no bread from any of these cases from what I know. Chandler, the one that actually got bread because that was a settlement.
He did got bread.
His parents got $1.5 million each, and he got, like, a such-and-such million in a trust fund. And then the lawyer got $5 million, from what I heard. Chandler's lawyer. So, yeah, that's the only one that actually came up with the bread.
Was he convicted on that specific case? No.
It was not a criminal case.
Can I ask y'all something? Go ahead, X-Tag, ask your question.
X-Tag, like, can we ask something? Okay, X-Tag. X-Tag. I don't usually allow people to ask the questions, but it is the season finale. Go ahead. I like it. X-Tag, he's a smart man. Definitely check out 66 Books of the Bible and 66 Books of the Bible Part 2.
Yes. Now, let's go into this. Chandler gave out of description.
Right? Oh, okay. I like where this going.
We're going straight
because
there.
This is a big smoking bump gun.
This is the big smoking gun. Chandler gave a description of Michael Penis.
Yep.
That caused the police to investigate while he was touring. This is the tour you talked about, the dangerous tour.
Yes.
Now, what came out was the description was completely wrong.
I'm hearing it was kind of wrong, but it was very wrong. Wrong enough for him to say Michael Jackson was circumcised, and technically he was not circumcised, which is a wild John.
I don't know about that part.
Michael Jackson was not circumcised.
I don't know about that part, but I'm not now, even going with that.
This boy said he was, and he also said that there was a certain blotch of blackness still on him because of this whole alopecia stuff. Where, or the boy said it was a blotch of whiteness on his penis or whatever. You know, all this description. The point is the boy got the description wrong. And you're right. That's basically a big smoking gun.
The description was wrong.
Yeah, that's what, you know, right.
And Michael having people that had the police came while he was on concert.
Right.
He looked at his penis.
Yeah.
He was upset about that.
Legal strip search.
He was upset about that and canceled his concert and canceled the rest of his tour.
Yeah, he upset that the law got to look at his stuff.
All right. Let me read this. Oh, yeah. And his X tag about to go in.
All right, X tag. What you got to say?
He said, Catholic Church been touching boys for decades. And there is a case recent. Why we ain't rapping... Why we ain't rapping about that?
Why we ain't rapping about the Catholic Church touching these kids?
Oh,
I'm trying to figure that out too, Rob. Rob, you heard what the boy just said, right?
You heard?
I heard. No, X-Tag, I'm trying to figure that out too. But we gotta, you know what I mean? We out here trying to defend the black man. And we already told y'all these white kids out here can't even explain how the boy's penis looks. And now you talking about the Catholic Church. So until you give me a description of how the Pope's junk look, we got an episode for that.
They
probably strip searching the black man. They ain't strip searching the Pope yet. Now what happened, X-Tag? I'm confused.
Wait. Now my boy Earl.
Earl.
Michael ain't touched them kids.
Oh, gosh. Dude, what?
Let me finish.
All right.
Michael ain't touched them kids. R. Kelly, on the other hand, I'm with you on that, brother.
Okay,
Kelly is the one man, black man, I cannot defend.
He said he beat his case, though. He said he beat his case.
Did he beat his case?
Why are you defending black men?
He is the one black... Superstar,
why you gotta defend black men?
Look,
if they touch kids, why you can't be for us investigating and trying to figure out if they touch kids?
I am for us investigating. And clearly, it showed he ain't touched them kids.
This is my issue with some of these folk.
No, it clearly showed he ain't touched them
Let's
kids.
Let's go to Wade Robeson.
Let me finish these last two comments. Let's get it. Catholic Church fool. What's up, LOL? He said he gave a description about what? Yo, come on. That's your boy X-Tag. Now, Earl. Yeah, Catholic Church and R. Kelly need to stay away from kids.
The Catholic Church and R. Kelly need to stay away from kids.
X-Tag,
I second that.
Said that's retarded.
Oh, dang. He said it was what? It's like, no,
that's retardation. To convict a man, tell the police you know what his unmentionable looks like.
His what?
His unmentionable look like.
His unmentionable.
That's wild. What kid described MJ private parts? Yo, that's
it. I know.
Sunshine vibe, XOXO, exactly. Oh, man, we getting comments today. X-Tag, that kid need to be charged, and that kid need to give a public apology and pay a fine. Dang, he's saying $100,000 to it. No child lies about being touched. Yes, they do.
Wait, what? Who said no child lies about being touched? No, Sunshine that's where I disagree with that person.
Sunshine by XOXO. Yes, they do when the parents coerce them.
Yeah, coercion.
Random charity. And can't forget about Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Hold on. We already had an episode about Bill Cosby.
Episode We already had the episode. Hashtag, like, can we get the Catholic Church episode? And someone else, like, kids can't even lie. So we summed that whole thing up right there.
All
right.
Here we go. When the parents coerce their kids to lie, there is so many cases of this. And this don't put down those that actually have been touched.
Okay. So that doesn't discredit the children who has been cut.
That has been touched. No, this do not discredit them.
But that you're saying four people all got coerced to lie. That doesn't discredit kids worldwide that who have been touched.
No.
I'm just asking the question because I kind of agree with you.
It's not discrediting the kids that has been touched in this world.
Has the Me Too movement forced people to not question the accuser enough?
Actually, I actually agree with that. The Me Too movement does like a thing. Say the thing you said again.
I said, so
I'm sorry.
The Me Too movement is making us not question the accuser enough.
Yes, the Me Too movement does make us not question the accuser enough.
So here's my
because
thing.
Because it's so many people that want to say, Me Too. Me Too. Me Too. Now.
But Wade Robeson.
Wade Robeson.
I keep saying, I think out of the four cases, his case was probably the best, dog. If you really think about it. And he went into detail in the documentary, man.
In the documentary?
Him and Safechuck.
In the documentary. You know they recalled that documentary for some of that information was false.
I understand. Safechuck said he was molested on a train when technically there was no train until a year after the molestation stopped, which is another smoking gun that a lot of these Michael Jackson innocent people say. All right, I understand. He stopped getting molested supposedly in like 93, but he said he was molested on a train at Neverland, and that train never got built till like 94. Big thing. I agree. Makes sense. But have you thought about the Wade Robeson thing?
Go into the Wade Robeson. Go ahead, because you're dying to go into this.
Okay. I'm ready to just rip the Band-Aid off, and we ain't even got the craziest amount of time on this, so I'm going to just do this.
For the longest that Michael Jackson touched him. Wait, wasn't Wade saying for the longest that Michael never touched him?
He was saying for the longest, but let's go back. There was a ex-employee at Neverland that said that Wade Robeson was getting molested before Wade Robeson actually said he got molested. No, that's from what I heard.
Uh-oh.
And I got to do the research.
So Michael's supporter wasn't. Now, X-Tag about to go in. They trying to accuse Mike. They ain't worry about why he really was hit with these charges.
Oh, damn. Damn. Bro, here's my thing to everyone talk about he completely innocent. Dog. He admitted to being in these bedrooms with these children, period. No doubt about it, facts on the books. Bull was 37, 40 some years old. And if you have a friend with a child in a room with a 41 year old man, and that child, whether coerced or not, began to tell you in the world they were abused, you're telling me, no doubt in your mind, you think that boy is innocent because of what?
Actually, I said Mike was innocent. Mike can get convicted on Zick. Mike was wrong. All right, now he just commented said Mike was wrong for that.
Mike was wrong for that. All right. X-Tag and the crew. Julian, was Mike wrong for you?
Okay, let's go.
Was he wrong?
Okay, let me talk, bro.
You work with kids.
I work with
kids. If you lay up in the bed, no, he ain't say. No, I will say this. He didn't say he slept in the bed with the kid. He was sleeping on the floor.
Yes.
So he would get a sleeping bag or whatever, sleep on the floor, supposedly. There was a guest room at Neverland. And the families used to stay at that guest room, but there was a suite Michael stayed at that was like a duplex, two-bedroom house, practically. Sometimes as they're late at night playing video games or doing whatever quote-unquote fun they're having in that house, it would get so late that Michael used to let people stay in the duplex at Neverland. So that's what he's, I guess, referring to. Oh, I let a kid stay in my bed. Yeah, it's the most precious thing. What? Bro, shut the heck up, bro.
Duplex, bro.
Bro, duplex, are you touching these kids up in that room? That's all we
touching
know.
Touching them kids,
bro. First thing first, not where touching. Are the three kids, Prince, Blanket, and Paris from? I got a theory. Since X-Tag and Earl want to talk all this theory. What if them kids are there just to have some kids so he can molest on the DL? We don't even know where those kids were for the first half of their lives. They were stuck on Neverland. Were they not stuck on Neverland for the first half?
No, they wasn't, bro.
After the 2005 investigation, he never went back to Neverland. He never went back to Neverland. Paris was born in, what, 97? The other boy was born in, what, 96? So that's the first 5-6 years. No, over that. That's the first, like, first 7 years of their lives we don't even know about because they were on Neverland's campus that whole time.
They was not there to just be molested. What? Bro,
I lie to you not.
Bro,
Think about this stuff.
What?
You gotta we gotta start getting smart with some of this stuff, yo. We got to start getting smart with some of this stuff.
Yeah, you gotta be smart. But some of your
are those his kids? Are those his kids?
All right.
Because Mike said it is from his sperm.
Mike
also said he don't know the mother of Blanket. He said that.
He never said he didn't know the mother.
He does not know the mother.
No, he never said that. Stop that.
Rob.
He never said he didn't know the mother.
We got to call it.
Oh.
We got to call it.
All right.
Highs and lows from the season.
You call that one.
Okay. It's been a precious season 5. It's almost over, literally, in seconds. I really love some of the episodes. Live to Wild, hey, listen, I want to tell you, you're probably one of my favorite episodes this season. So glad having you on. I love the episode with Ariel, Vanessa, the whole crew. And, you know what I mean? There was
Jeff and Darnell, y'all did a great job.
Y'all did a great job. Great episode. Thank you to Ock. Thank you to Ock. Thank you to Gemini Moon. Thank you so much to Ariel, Mar, Vanessa, Darnell, Jeff. Thank y'all so much. I know I'm missing somebody.
Ari and Eddie, y'all did a good job.
Ari and Eddie. Oh, my gosh.
Nady crying your story.
Super important story. But with that being said, Rob, where can they find us? Call it.
Can I read these last few comments? Because these are for you.
Seconds. 5 seconds. Literally.
All right. So, my man said, bro, Michael didn't go back because the FBI ran through the crib and F things up. And your boy X-Tag said, no, not his kids. They don't got no melanin. That's a horrible theory you gave, he said. That's your boy X-Tag. And who's that? Hussein Smart or start researching? That's not logical, and no, they cannot be his kids. Google a photo right now. All right, that's it. Follow us on Instagram, WOC_pod. Twitter, WOC_pod, right? Facebook, World of Controversy Podcast. YouTube, WOC_pod. And Instagram, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Podchaser, Anchor, all that. It's World of Controversy Podcast. That's it. See you next time. Season finale.
Season 5.
When we come back, it'll be season 5.
Season 5, we almost here. See y'all.
Hey. Let's go.